We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed
on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
Talked about it time and time again that the 4th of July just probably is not going to be the same this year as it has been in past years. Tons of cities are canceling their parades they had planned, some of their fireworks. And Canandaigua actually did cancel their parade, but they're looking into alternative options for how they're going to celebrate being patriotic and paying tribute to the old red, white, and blue. They actually found a way, and it's very creative, and I give them a lot of props. So the theme this year is Unsung Heroes, and they're asking Canandaigua residents to decorate their lawn and put out their patriotic vibes on their lawn, and they're going to hold a contest. So the contest starts by registering June 1st, and it goes till June 19th, and you decorate your lawn in red, white, and blue attire, all of the patriotic things, and then people can drive around the town and look at your lawns and judge them.
All right, so it's essentially like what people do for Christmas time when they go and see everyone's decorations. So make it look like America threw up on your lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you win? Or is it just to like get good vibes out there?
Nope, at the end there's actually awards that will be given out.
Oh, cool.
And we'll see. Some people will do floats. I don't know. Maybe some people will transform their lawn into a patriotic beach. I don't know. My wheels are turning. I got to ask my parents what they're doing down there.
I know.
Because they have nothing but time on their hands.
Yeah, the creativity from this could be pretty extreme.
Yeah.
All right. A little throwback to the old days. The college admission scandal. Lori Loughlin, a.k.a. Becky from Full House, in the middle of this one. Again, probably know the story, but in case you need a refresher, basically there was a lot of lies that were put out there to get her daughters into USC, and now it's been uncovered, and there's been several celebrities that have been involved in this who have faced some prison time. And Lori Loughlin and her husband, the fashion designer, the guy behind this, I think his stuff's at Target, right? Or it was. I don't know if they pulled it. Basically, they've been saying that they're not guilty and they've hired all these lawyers. Like, they have insane money. So, you know, the thought was, where are they going to get out of this?
Right.
With this high-powered lawyers. Well, here's the update from yesterday. They have agreed to plead guilty. And Lori Loughlin is set to serve 2 months behind bars. Her husband's set to serve 5 months. And this is all part of a plea deal for cheating the college admissions process. So they're both scheduled to plead guilty Friday. So it needs to take place still via conference before a video conference before a judge in Boston who must approve that deal. Again, it's a pretty stunning reversal for where they've been. I mean, you know, for the last year, they've said they've been innocent and that the investigators had fabricated evidence against them.
Right.
Their decision comes just 2 weeks after the judge rejected their bid to dismiss the case. So here's my thought. This is not them giving up. This is not them just rolling over. This is not them willing to accept the penalty for the wrongdoing. I guarantee you this is what's going to happen. Their lawyers are going to play the card that they should not go to actual prison because of the COVID situation. I'm telling you right now, this is exactly what they're going to do, because we've already seen it. There's been some high profile people in prison that have been pulled out due to coronavirus concerns, and they're doing the at home lockdown. So if this is what happens, if this is how it plays out, Remember where you heard it first, because I see what they're doing. I see you, Becky. I see you.
I was going to say, I would rather go to prison a couple months back than now. It's more dangerous now than ever when it comes to the COVID situation. So we will see how this one plays out.
This gamble really backfired, so they actually have to go. So we'll see.
It wouldn't be great. A lot of buzz when it comes to schools and how schools are going to move forward here come summer school. Corey talked about it last hour in the feed, and then coming up in the fall. But the Center of Disease Control and Prevention released new guidelines for schools and their safety of reopening during the coronavirus. It's a 60-page CDC document that discusses recommendations for schools. It starts on page 45 and goes 60 pages. And I'm not going to read all 60 pages, obviously, but here's just a few hits for what is to be expected if and when schools are reopened. Face coverings for all staff members and encourage coverings for students. They would close dining halls and have kids eat lunch and breakfast in their classrooms. Minimize sharing of objects such as electronic devices. Cleaning everything, high touch surfaces areas daily. Restrictions on mixing students. So a ton of different things that would just make school, a little less fun, honestly. If you can't sit with your friend on the bus, that's not really great. But
safety over fun, though.
Mm-hmm. Education officials in a number of states have not released their plans for reopening yet in public schools for the fall, but I mean, we'll hear sooner than those, later what their plan is.
Well, those will be due by July, I think, is what Cuomo said. And finally, in the Team PXY feed, just as we're getting very used to hearing a lot of cancellations of things, we're going to need to be getting used to hearing a lot of closings as well. Victoria's Secret says it's closing a quarter of their stores in North America in the coming month. L Brands, which owns the chain, says that it plans to close 250 stores and could lead to more store closings in the future. The CFO said yesterday that the closings are supposed to, quote, strengthen the company. A deal where private firms would take over Victoria's Secret was scrapped amid the coronavirus pandemic. L Brands also, by the way, is closing 50 Bath and Body Works stores as well.
Corey, you're probably devastated about both of these closings.
Listen, I get down with some Bath and Body Works. I'll be honest, going into Victoria's Secret has always made me feel uncomfortable. I just don't know where to look. Like,
why? It's like your home.
Where do I look and not be pervy about it?
Right.
So, not sure which stores again, so I don't know if the stores in our area are affected, but certainly we'll find that info when it comes out. Coming up in the Team PXY feed next hour. Yesterday, Governor Cuomo had some announcements in his daily briefing when it comes to the school year for next year. We'll break that all down for you again coming up in about an hour from now. Up online, 98pxy.com. Did you see the announcement that Netflix made? People are calling this unusual. It's definitely not something you would expect.
I went and looked at it.
The analogy that I want to use here is, Breeze, when your friends post on Facebook and they're like, hey, I'm about to do a purge on my friend group. If you don't comment here, obviously you don't care about me, so I'm going to unfriend you.
Which is like the most middle school thing to do. But
it
yes,
is. Basically, what Netflix is doing is like a business corporate version of that. Mm-hmm. You think that's a fair analogy?
Yeah, I think that's pretty similar.
Okay.
And personally, I think that it's kind of stupid of them, but do what you got to do.
I mean, It's going to cost them money.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like they're kind of shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah. It is a little strange. So 98pxy.com for that. Those good news stories from the coronavirus outbreak. You can check all those out. We'll highlight a handful just after 9 o'clock. And then keep the voting going for today's Savage or Sensible, coming up with a lie to get a little time to yourself. And again, lie is such a dirty word, right? And honesty is the best policy. We should all be honest. When I say lie, it could be something very, very little. You might not even realize that it's a lie. The example that I came before was like, all right, you need a little breather from the family. Maybe you go sit in the bathroom for 5 minutes. You don't really need to go, but you're just sitting there. Technically, that's a lie because it seems like you're going there to do something, but you really just want to get away. Another example from the text line. This person said, I lied the other day about having to go to work for 4 hours and went down to the boat launch and watched people fish. I love my family and I'm essential, but I had 3 days off in a row.
Yeah.
Just needed to get away a little bit. So savage or sensible to do that? You can vote in the poll. Pretty close right now. Pretty close. Again, if this was normal times, I think this would probably wouldn't be as even. But desperate times call for desperate measures, as they say.
Sure.
You can vote. 98pxy.com. Plus, share your thoughts. Text us at 69822 or give us a call. 222-9800.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.